Welcome to Two Chicks, Three Seats, the podcast that takes a look at the hospitality industry's hottest topics.
Two Chicks, Three Seats is hosted by Kate Kennedy and Rachel Calkins and is brought to you by Triple Seat, the industry leader in event management software.
Find out more about Triple Seat at tripleseat.com. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Chicks, Three Seats. This week, we're here with not one, but two awesome guests to talk about a really, really cool drink concept in the beverage space called Cocktail Graffiti, which was created by San Diego-based Triple Seat customer Snake Oil Cocktail Company. For this episode, it's important that you're not just watching it here or listening to it here, wherever you're listening to podcasts, but you also want to check out Triple Seat's social media to see live videos and photos from this episode that will be showing the exact concept that we're describing today. The ladies here were so kind to send Kate and I our own little cocktail kits with Two Chicks, Three Seats custom cocktail graffiti. So we just did a little demo and you'll be able to see that on video later on. So please give a warm welcome to Carly Stein and Emma Mueller. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being here. We're so excited.
We're so, so excited. So to begin, Carly and Emma, would you give a quick introduction about yourselves? So professional background, where you're located, your time with the company, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm Emma. So happy to be here. This is going to be so much fun to talk about this with you guys. My professional background is heavy in the hospitality restaurant industry, and then it transitioned into the digital marketing and content strategy. So big on the social media platforms and just marketing in general, which is now my position at Snake Oil and Cocktail Graffiti, which is the marketing coordinator for it. So yeah, that's my background. I'm located in San Diego from Colorado, but yeah, I've been with the company for a couple years now, loving it, still loving it. So yeah.
Awesome.
And Carly, I get the pleasure to work alongside Emma every day. You know, we work very hand in hand with each other. I'm also located here in San Diego, which is where our venue and all of our companies are located. My background started in hospitality PR, and then I went into more of the social media digital marketing side, where I was working with a lot of high-end liquor brands and a lot of hospitality groups. So I was excited to join the team here in 2022 with Cocktail Graffiti rolling out and just getting my hands on Snake Oil Cocktail and Julep the venue. And then, you know, we're working on our new website launch for Cocktail Graffiti here in December, which is going to be exciting. So
that's exciting.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, speaking of Julep, can you first, like, start off by telling us a little bit about Snake Oil Cocktail and then Julep, the venue, just really to set the groundwork for our listeners about the type of hospitality business and backgrounds you guys come from.
Yeah, so Snake Oil Cocktail, it's been around for a minute. It started in 2010. We've done over 10,000 events, about 1,200 a year. It's basically a beverage catering firm and mixology consulting firm. So anywhere from designing the cocktail menus for restaurants, they're just bar menus in general, and providing bar services at a ginormous range of events all over the nation. So it's been really fun for us to kind of be a part of it, because you see events from New York to the East Coast, the West Coast. So yeah, we tend to be in the higher range, high scale events. Which is really exciting for us. And our specialty kind of is our mixes. So our mixes are super fresh, hand-pressed juices. Honestly, yeah, they're so good. They're so good. Very bright colors. Just like beautiful in photos, great taste with all spirits. We really take a lot of pride in that, I would say, with just the high quality ingredients we put in there and just the handcrafted feel to it. So yeah, that's Snake Oil Cocktail.
And then we also have Julep, the venue, which is here also in San Diego. It's at the base of Mission Hills, which overlooks downtown San Diego and the harbor. So it's very beautiful. It's kind of like this blank space canvas of 12,000 square feet. There's a lot of indoor outdoor patios. We have a full built-in bar area with a kitchen. We also have a few different getting ready rooms and just all inclusive packages as well. It's really great that we have Snake Oil located out of the venue, because we have also those beverage catering services along with our mixes. And then we have all of the rental, anything that you need for rentals. And we do a lot of collaborations. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for any, you know, corporate event. We do a lot of weddings, and it's really, it's just a great space that you can seriously transform into anything you want, because it's so versatile.
We should do a Ven Camp West there.
Just send us an email and we will get that started.
We were supposed to do two event camps in 2020. We had West and East, because that was like a lot of feedback we were getting from our customers, was that like a lot of West Coasters were always traveling to Boston or New York for event camps, because yeah, that's where we're located. So it was supposed to happen in 2020. And of course we had to cancel both of them. And we haven't, I don't think of like big events like that have really picked up enough quite yet for us to do two separate ones, but I think we will again. And that would be, we need to make a note, Rach, that that's
Who doesn't enjoy San Diego? Like, honestly.
Honestly, especially in the spring. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take me there.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Well, you know, I got off track. Sorry. I was like, ooh, yeah, camp. And then we can do like custom event camp, drink toppers. We're in. That's it.
Yeah. We're in too. We'll be there.
We'll be there. We can meet you guys in person, which would be great.
That'd be awesome.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So that's a good background. So now our listeners have a better feel of the company you guys are from. So then from your Snake Oil, from Snake Oil cocktail, then you developed Cocktail Graffiti. So tell us all about Cocktail Graffiti, starting with how did the concept come to life, and kind of hitting on like the importance of experiences in events, which I know is part of the story.
Yeah. So originally how this kind of all started was, the company was using like stencils. So you're at the bar using a little stencil, using whatever kind of like edible powder to make these designs. Just, I mean, it turned out great. It was nice, but it wasn't like fast enough. You obviously can't do a lot of colors with edible powders. So they basically started developing a new material that we could do this on that was more sturdy, higher quality. And obviously, I mean, you can print a photo on this, so you can't really do that with powder. So that's kind of where it started, is just kind of that need to be able to do it faster, bigger events, look nicer. And that's how we kind of came to the material we use currently today. We've tested out different papers, all sorts of things, and we can say that this is the best out there on the market. But yeah, and that's kind of how that came to be as far as where it started, which was a big improvement.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of like, you know, innovating that technology and getting all the edible prints out there, making sure that it's really high resolution. Just that quick turnaround. And then we are really excited because now we have been working on our new website, which will be coming out again in 2022 of December, so next month. And that's where you're going to have so much access to, you know, our theme packs that you can just check out right there. Anything from, you know, holidays, bachelorette, wedding, seriously, the sky is the limit with that. Then we have, you know, the option to semi-customize that. And then we also have a really cool addition that I'm excited about, which is we have a website app where you can actually go in and customize your own Cocktail Graffiti. So we'll have all these different fonts, colors, elements. You can upload any image you want. And then it will also display it into this 3D glass that spins, so you can really see what the experience is gonna look like with your design. And then it's just all really easy and simple to check out straight from our website. So stay tuned for that. That will be coming very, very soon.
And then also the reason we ended up blowing it up on its own and creating its own separate business from Snake Oil is kind of just seeing the reactions from everybody at our events, because that's a service Snake Oil also provides and still will provide. There was just so much positive feedback and people were just thrilled, especially like corporate companies just getting their logos out there and seeing people's reactions and taking photos of it. And there was just so much business there. Yeah. So we're like, why not make this? It's a whole thing, rebrand it, make it fun. And so far, yeah, the excitement over it's been really great. So we're, yeah, very excited about the website that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, there's really nothing else. Like I can like already feel the copycats coming along.
Oh yeah.
I honestly, like, I think it's going to happen because it's such a great idea. And yeah, especially like with the, with the self-serve like aspect of the new website. I mean, it's genius. I feel like you guys are going to have a lot of copycats out there, but just know that Cocktail Graffiti was the number one and first.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make sure that we let them know.
Then, I mean, even like kind of what you said right there, I think that's why we try to include that customization in the website, because not a lot of people like have a design team or want to design it themselves and like even have the software for it or whatever. So it's like that for us was really big. So you could kind of have the control and not have to download all these things on your end to just come up with a design for your event.
Yeah.
It's all about that experience from start to finish. And so that's kind of what we realized is, you know, coming from the hospitality and restaurant industry and mixology, you know, everything is all about that experience. People crave experiences. So we want to make that a seamless process for whoever is ordering it and then whoever is going to be enjoying it. And it's just a full interactive, I like to say 360, because it's not just visual. You know, you get to really, you know, you can taste it, you can, you know, experience it while you're sipping on it. It's just, there's so many different avenues and marketing tactics that you can also use with these. So it's been really exciting.
Do you feel that like the customer marketing is a big part of it? Sorry, Rachel, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Mm-hmm. I feel like this would be like such an Instagram worthy product that you must get a ton of like customer, like produced marketing efforts for you. I would imagine.
Yeah. And that's like kind of I definitely would say an angle we take when marketing it ourselves and just the benefits it can have for your business. We have a lot of people using it for their launch parties, just whatever company event, and it's free advertising. I mean, people actually want to take a photo of this because you haven't seen it before, versus like, I love a good branded napkin, but not many people are taking photos of a branded napkin. It's fun. Like actually, I mean, like I said, I've been to a lot of the snake oil events and seen it in action, just seeing people I don't even know's reaction. Boom. Within 2 seconds, they're whipping out their phone, creating the amount of reels and TikToks and photos we get tagged in, because we control the social media. It's like, it's crazy. And it's great for the business too, for them to see the free action, really, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I was going to say before, so you had touched on at the beginning how you used to use a different formula like with powder, but now it's like, and people will see when we are posting more photos too from our own creation, but the like sugar sheet material that you were explaining before, like you can get so detailed with the artwork that you're doing. I feel like there's like probably limitations when it's coming to just using the powder, because if someone's logo is like a bit more complex, then maybe you're not getting the full effect as if you would like using this kind of new situation that you have.
Right. And the other part of it is, with having so many years of experience with testing this out, we've tried out other materials that are out there, just doesn't last like ours does. And that definitely kind of, I don't know, would set us apart even for the copycats that come along. Like we just have experienced so much R&D on this that we feel really confident in this product. So
It's just very long lasting compared to a lot of the products that we have seen out there, because I mean, you want your guests, whoever it is that's going to be enjoying it, to really experience it the full time that they are, you know, whatever they're drinking, whatever beverage it is. So
yeah.
And you have like professional mixologists creating the actual beverage mixes too. It's not like you're, you know, so I feel like that makes a huge difference. They're all fresh. They're all high quality ingredients and they're created by people who know what they're doing. So
right.
It tastes good.
It's always great when snake oil gets to do an event. So obviously we would love to be at any event all over, because our team is so used to it. Like we execute it perfectly at our events, but it's also nice because like we can send mixologists out around the country. We've sent some of our professional mixologists out just to be alongside and help them execute it at their events, especially like the big corporate events. So, but it's also still easy enough where you can just order, like the Cocktail Graffiti on your own and still execute it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And we have like the instruction videos, all of it, just to make it smooth and easy. Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about your target client when it comes to the Cocktail Graffiti product?
Yeah. Well, essentially, you know, anyone that really wants to level up their event experience and just getting a lot of that social media buzz, you know, it's really anyone at any time. But what we have been working with a lot is event planners, venues, hospitality professionals, everything with big corporate events and weddings has been our big target audience currently, and we just love collaborating with them. And we also have the opportunity for them to, you know, make a little bit of extra money. We offer the wholesale and hospitality packages with them. So that's our target audience right now, but we are excited to see, you know, what these, you know, new theme packs that we have coming out, you know, how that's going to change a little bit, but primarily event planners and corporate event planners.
And can you tell us a little bit about like the packages, like what comes with the various packages? If someone, you know, out there listening wants to do this for one of their events.
Yeah. So if there's kind of two forms of it. So if you're in California or somewhere where we do the bar services, you'll just basically work with our sales team, who's a great sales team, with just working with you to really customize for your event and really work with you just to make sure it's spot on. But with that, we would just come out there and execute the cocktail graffiti for you. We'd provide all like everything we need for it. But there's a little different version for the people who are just ordering online from our website, which our sales team is still really great with that. So if you go online, order on our website, it'll be just a cocktail graffiti. So if your bar service already has egg whites or the foams or knows how to do it, you're good. You don't have to get anything more than that. But our sales team can also easily point you to all these links that where we order our foaming agents from, where we order our glassware from, plastic glassware, normal glassware, just to kind of save you the trouble of trying to research that. So we'll provide you with those links just to, like, what's it called? Like when you buy something and it's like, oh, suggested buys, mm-hmm. kind of like that system where if you want that with your package, we can do that as well.
Yeah. And then we also offer wholesale packages as well for in the hospitality packages where you get price breaks on volume of orders. And then, you know, I think this is such a great experience for even restaurants and hotels and venues because you can put your logo on that, or, you know, say, you know, there's a lot of high-end restaurants that personalize their menus on an anniversary or a birthday. Yeah. But how great would it be to have your own cocktail topper that you could have with your, you know, logo on it that says, you know, happy birthday, or even any holiday events. So there's so many different opportunities that you can use with cocktail graffiti.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm just like picturing so like weddings, especially as you were just saying, and like how cute and creative it can get. Like, and you, I've never seen that at a wedding before. So it's definitely something unique that would make your wedding more memorable than maybe all the other ones that you're going, people are going to.
Oh yeah. There's so many different ways that, you know, people print out, even though, you know, their engagement photos or like the proposal pin.
Yeah, that's,
you
know, so cute.
Love to get the illustrations of the couple together and get that printed with their monogram, or even using like a QR code is really great for corporate and wedding side. I would say like for the wedding side, taking a picture of the QR code and then have like a little slideshow or a video of like our love story, or, you know, if it's a QR code for corporate side, then that can go straight to the website or whatever promotion that you're having. And then I've even seen, you know, for weddings, putting your table numbers, like for seating, name with like a table number on it.
Love it.
So it's just all about that personalization for that full experience.
So many ideas.
The amount of cute dog photos we've seen this year for the wedding season.
Animals.
Yeah, illustrated That's little smart. Dog photos. I mean, it's been insane how many orders of like that partnered with their couple photo of their monogram or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been so many, and it's so cute. I mean, I've seen a lot of cute dogs this year, just on my end. Right.
Yeah. It's just like really a great way to showcase the couple or just like them as a brand. We just recently had this wedding that we got the album from the photographer, and it was the most gorgeous red wedding, and it had reds and pinks and disco balls, and it was just so edgy. And the couple also had like bright pink hair, and like the entire designs just like really encompassed who that couple is, you know, just having just that really strong branded touch to the entire wedding made it really special and just showcases their values, their relationship, their style, and just their entire love story. So it's
great idea. I'm like thinking for a trade show, like doing we do these trade shows for like, especially for the hotel product that are like these huge build outs. Right. And we try to do something fun. And we've done like a bar, like a hotel lobby bar in the past where we built it a hotel lobby bar for the trade show. and like serve drinks. And I'm like, we should do that and have our QR code to the demo form on the drink topper.
Yeah, actually, we just went to a Vegas trade show and this photography couple who have their own photography business, a couple people had approached us saying they're going to another trade show. They want us to do their logo so they can serve it at their, I mean, what a fun, even just to get people in the booth, like how important is that at a trade show? And we're working with them to get their little logo and their photos on it so they can like have a fun way of showing their photography. And they're not even event planners. They're just photographers wanting to have a little fun.
It's a great idea. Rachel, you should be taking notes for your wedding. I feel every episode that we talk about anything for weddings, Rachel isn't engaged or anything.
I'm like, fiance first, Kate.
She's like my only young, like really young friend. So I'm like, make notes, Rachel.
Totally no. We were just at the wedding MBA. So I was, taking notes. But
that's so funny. So just like more of a, I guess, logistical question. When it comes to the artwork for events, are people normally sticking with like one design or will they do like multiple different designs? So maybe like different photos, like kind of a mix and match of cocktail graffiti.
Yeah. Currently with the sales process with our form right now, you can do up to 3 designs. Which is great because you can mix and match. I would say more on the corporate end, they tend to just do 2 different versions of their logos. And maybe like we chat with them with our sales team and talking about like just the benefits of QR codes. And if it's a gala, you can put it to whatever funding link you have if you want people to like donate that way. Right. But for more of like the personalized weddings, bachelorette parties, they do they usually hit the 3 photos. But on the website, you'll be able to order really whatever you want because you can do the templates, you can do the customized. So really whatever you feel like you want to do. Yeah.
Then we're going to have on the website too. So, say you are planning a wedding or a holiday party and you pick out your, 3 pack or you customize it. And then we'll have suggestions of all of our pre-made themes that would match with that. So it kind of is like a mix and match. And it's just like a really great way to brand your entire event. So
I can't get over the QR code. I would never have thought of that. And like, obviously we're using QR codes all the time with handouts and on signage. So this is, that's really cool.
And that's like, that's something we love. I mean, coming from our marketing background and we love everything that comes with marketing. And so for us, it's fun kind of getting to have those conversations with the clients and be like, oh, this is your event. That's such an incredible event. Have you considered doing this for it or whatever? Because you don't really know the possibilities until you like see it or do it. So that's fun for us trying to come up with new ideas for our end of how we could do something cool with it and just helping like the clients out with that as well.
Yeah. It's like our entire business model is like, ditch the mundane, traditional events. Like everybody now in the event and hospitality and restaurant industry, everything is so visual on Instagram. Everything needs to be Instagram worthy. And it's kind of like everybody's kind of wanting to still take it to that next level and just being really forward thinking and getting on top of the trends of not being the trend when it comes to any event or experience. And so, I'm really excited because I want to eventually, take the QR code and that can even go into like a VR or, an AR augmented reality experience where, you can scan it and something cool can pop up out of it, like a big picture. There's 2022 and going into 2023, there's so much more room for just really unique, innovative marketing tactics that you can do. So, who else wouldn't want to have that on a cocktail as well.
Amazing. Yeah. Such a great idea. We're all about the AI recently. We're very into it. So, yes.
Yeah.
Reality. Yeah. Into it all.
You're speaking our language.
Yeah.
One other question for like your target audience. And I know you do this for non-alcoholic versions. What other offerings do you have? I know you do a little bit with like children's parties. Can you talk about that market a little bit too?
Yeah, we can do it just mocktails. Obviously, that's pretty easy. It doesn't matter if there's a spirit in it. You can still do it. We just really emphasize like just having a foam-based drink just because foam makes it so seamless looking. Could you put it on just any liquid? Yes, but we just recommend that because it's kind of like the experience of it because you almost don't know how the image got on your cocktail or your drink. But other alternatives is like hot chocolate. We can do like on a whipped cream. We've tested it out on lattes, cappuccinos. So if you're having like a corporate event, you're not maybe starting bar service at 8 a.m. and you have a cafe or something like that, you can do it on your lattes and cappuccinos as well. So pretty versatile. Milkshakes as well for kids. We've seen that.
A lot of bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, mitzvahs, quinceañeras. So the kids love to have it on, you know, the milkshakes, which is you can just put that on top of the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Same with the hot chocolates as well. And then also you can actually do it for beers too. So
frothy beer. Say the foam on the beer, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And same thing, like obviously like stouts and kind of heavier beers or nitro beers work the best, but you add a little foaming agent to that beer as you pour it. It gets that foam like it does on a cocktail and actually stays versus like evaporating. Yeah. So yeah, it's, you can do it on quite a bit of different beverages, which is nice depending on the event, but yeah.
So since we're in or approaching the holiday season, can you guys tell us like how Cocktail Graffiti might fit specifically for holiday season events? And are you guys getting inquiries now for holiday events, or have you gotten already inquiries?
Yeah. I work really closely with our Cocktail Graffiti artists, and especially for the corporate side of things, a lot of the corporate companies or just companies in general that we work with like to keep the integrity of their logo, but then also ask us to, hey, like, will you add a wreath around it? Will you add some Christmas lights? Will you add snowflakes or whatever holiday element? But also just keeping the main emphasis of their logo,
yeah,
which has been really fun. We like to get creative with how we can kind of work it in and around the logo and just kind of work that in. But we have definitely, with the holiday parties coming up, the corporate parties, even for the venue, Julep venue, just the corporate parties we have in the next couple months, that's been like a big ask just to have that fun little element to the holiday spirit. But
yeah, and then you can even add, like, if you wanted to rim the glass with like those like crunched up candy canes and like kind of make it like a cute extra little garnish to your drink too. And then having those little like Christmas or holiday details that just bring the whole entire drink together. So it's really fun to have for the holiday season.
I love that. I know we need to, so we have our holiday party coming up in January. It's in the works of being planned. So we're going to have to pass this info on to our own events manager. And, you know, if not then, then for event camp, like Kate had said.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yes. We definitely need to do this for event camp. Like this, we always do a cocktail hour after event camp. And I feel like it needs to happen for the cocktail portion of the cocktail hour.
You just saw how it's done. You now know how to do the cocktail graffiti, so you could execute.
Yes. There you go. Rachel, you can make them.
I could make them. I've really, you know, stepped up in the past hour. I'm even more.
A little autograph signing booth, you know, two chicks, three seats.
Oh my God. Yes. Please. That's my dream. No big deal. We did at event camp in 2021. We interviewed someone that we had on the podcast previously, Andrew Ridgey. And he like, we had like a live like podcast interview happen. I was like, we need to do that every year, but we should just do like cocktail graffiti stuff. And then like a booth. I like that idea better. More fun.
for sure. So we talked about marketing a little bit before, and you were saying how it's big on social, like everyone can tag you and things. So what is your general like marketing strategy to getting the word out about Cocktail Graffiti? Are you posting on social mostly? Do you do email marketing? I know obviously you have the new website, but when you're finding like the new business, what tends to be the strategy for you guys?
So right now, as we're revving up with going into the new year and our new website launch, we've been doing a lot of email marketing and social media, you know, everything on social media, as you know, we want to take like a modern twist with having this like different ways that you can present the Cocktail Graffiti, and then of course video. So we actually are going to be taking a lot more video with Snake Oil. We see a lot of success in that. And then also collaborations through those videos have been great. And then we always recommend like to, you know, post and tag. You could put your, we put our, you know, handle sometimes on it when we have our own events. And then we've also been doing a lot of trade shows and speaker events. So actually that's where we got to see you. That has been a huge turnout so far, as we have been coming close to the official big website launch. A lot of people are very excited about this just having this in all of their upcoming events for 2023, no matter if it's a wedding or a corporate or even the hospitality packages. So we've had a lot of positive feedback so far. Yeah. And then the email campaigns, a lot, we have really high open rates. We are working on, you know, the customer journey and just, you know, serving that community and giving them tips and tricks on the best ways to display your cocktail graffiti, make use of it, having whatever type of event it is, you know, catering to that consumer. But primarily, I would say out of all of this is just getting that really strong imagery and videos out there.
And another thing, because Julep Venue, Snake Oil Cocktail, and Cocktail Graffiti are all not sister companies, but within the same realm, we really like to cross promote on our other side. So Venue will feature weddings and events that have been here with the Cocktail Graffiti. Snake Oil Cocktail, we do a lot of videos and reels on there. Cocktail Graffiti, we're really revamping that and making it neon and fun and just something you wouldn't want to scroll past. The other part of it is, for us, that I think is really big is in the event industry, catering industry, venue industry, styled shoots. So especially at the trade show, and we do a lot of styled shoots at this venue because it's just such a minimalist, beautiful blank canvas. We got a lot of requests at the trade show just to order some for their styled shoots and tag us in it. So that just, I mean, branches is out in all states because a lot of them were from the Midwest or East Coast, which is, I mean, even just those simple hashtags or tags, username tags for us has been really huge with growing our followers and our engagement on our accounts with that.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are getting really excited because, you know, with, you know, the big COVID that just recently happened and now everybody's kind of going into the holiday season and the new year of just having more corporate events and the weddings are back and running at, you know, quote, normally. And I think everybody's just really excited to be able to host parties and events now freely and have these cocktail bars or whatever kind of bar that you have with your event. And people are just really excited to get out there and take it to the next level and just create that FOMO around whatever you're putting on and putting it together, because people have been having FOMO for the last 2 years. Everybody now wants to make it really exciting and make it a full experience and just taking it to the next level when it comes to your events. So we've been seeing a lot of excitement around that.
That's great. And speaking of that, that was actually kind of like brings me into like our next set of questions was around like what you guys are seeing right now for events being booked. And also like, you know, in general, what do you like, what are your, you know, predictions for what's ahead in 2023 for events, corporate and social, I guess, trend wise?
Yeah. That's a great question. We even spoke with our head salesperson with Julep Venue on this because we want to see her take on what she's seeing on the books, even just for the end of the year. And all she could say was big. Like, she's like, even like all of her events have been really big and they're going all out. Like, they seem to like really down to the little detail, like just want it to like kill the event. Even the smaller side events that we do, big, like the details they're putting into it. It just kind of like what she said, like people just seem really excited to go all out again after so many years of not. So that's been exciting for us because we love making as much cocktail graffiti as possible and our drink toppers. But yeah, that's all she could say, which just seems like a lot of really big events, holiday parties, and 2023 as well.
Yeah, I think, again, kind of going back to, you know, post-pandemic, everybody's budgets are kind of opening back up and everybody wants to, you know, there was a kind of a hold on the marketing and event budgets. And now that we're kind of opened back up, there's a lot more room to get those really personal experiences into these kinds of marketing tactics and events. So I guess the word big is 2023.
Hey. I like it. Big. I think, yeah, exactly. It makes sense though, because like you said, we've kind of come back together again, but like to create those moments together again and to make them like even more big and memorable. Yeah. And like that, this is definitely something that, you know, facilitates that for sure. So yeah, Nice job. Nice job, ladies. Nice job. Nice job launching this idea at the exact right time that it was needed.
This worked out perfectly. It's crazy.
Is there anything else that you guys wanted to discuss in terms of cocktail graffiti that we maybe didn't cover?
I think the only, thing that we'd love to emphasize is just the easiness of it, the quick turnaround, the simplistic way of ordering and then getting it out to you and activating it. You know, we are very hands-on, we're very personable. We have a full team that's there, to walk you through it, walk your bar services through it, giving you the best tips and tricks to have the best presentation for your guests. And we're just so hands-on with it that it's just a very seamless process. And so we're really excited to, again, see when the website comes out. We have so many cool plans coming in and new additions as well that are in the works on top of what we already discussed today for the website. So just, again, stay tuned. But we're really excited to continue to work with you ladies in Triple Seat. We love Triple Seat. We use it every day for julep and snake oil. So I think that's what we, when we first initially met, I was like, oh, do I know Triple C?
Yeah, so we met on the East Coast in New York City at the Event Planner Expo, Carly and I. And I was just walking around the floor and I saw it. I thought obviously the product was so cool. And I was like, yeah, I work for Triple C. And you were like, oh, I know Triple C. Like, I well know Triple C. So, great connection. And here we are today. What, Kate? Yeah.
Love it. I said, we love to hear that. Anytime a customer says they love the product, I'm like, can we take that snippet out for a marketing?
Call us. No, we seriously live and breathe Triple C. Like, it's a majority of our conversation throughout the day.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we have it for both snake oil and julep. So it's just like a very big part of our company. And then now that we have Cocktail Graffiti, entering in a little bit more, it's just been a really seamless process going into the new year. So
awesome.
We appreciate you ladies having us on.
You guys were a pleasure to have on and we had so much fun. So thank you for taking time. I know you're both very busy. So we really appreciate you guys and for sending us those packages. It was so nice. And for the listeners, I had to go somewhere. So I missed my package today and I am going to make this cocktail tonight and probably drink all of the mix tonight. And I'll take videos and have Rachel post them.
That is the plan. And we definitely, Emma and Carly are going to work together on other marketing stuff in the future. I can feel it. So
thank you guys.
Yeah. We'll see you at event camp here at Julep.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. It's happening.
If not, then we'll see you back in New York.
Yes. That too. All right. Well, thank you ladies again. We appreciate it.
And we'll link to all of the sites and information in our show notes so that listeners can click and easily and find you guys. So thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Two Chicks, Three Seats, your events industry podcast, brought to you by Triple Seat, the industry leader for event management software. Find out more about Triple Seat at tripleseat.com.